The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's goodbye summer, hello savings with JCPenney Labor Day Doorbusters. Like $5.99 kids tees and $14.99 kids denim, all from thereabouts, a best brand for back to school. Plus, upgrade any kitchen with Cooks. Our three-piece cookware set is only $17.99. Or use your extra 30% off coupon to shop store-wide. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles 8/30 to 9/2. Exclusions apply. Doorbusters excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
So many of us stick to the wrong thing because we think letting go is failure instead of an opportunity to feel more like yourself, an opportunity to fulfill your true desires. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Too Smart for This. It is your host, Alexis Barber. How are we doing? I'm so excited to record again. I'm also recording from bed again today, which I feel like is making this a lot more comfortable. I talked to you guys last week about how I wanted to be a little bit more honest and like more myself and show more of my personality. And so being in bed, great way to do that. I'm loving it. Funnily enough, in my bed in Philadelphia, I don't really spend a lot of time in bed outside of sleeping, which I'm proud of myself for, because my couch is so comfortable and my living room is like so cute. I've been having so much gratitude and appreciation for my home recently. It's just something that means so much to me. Like, also, this is so embarrassing, but like, I've been coming back to Philly during the week a lot because I just feel so great in my home here. And like, maybe, like, I don't know, living in a 300 square foot studio in New York is not what the human body's meant to do, but obviously it's New York, you're never gonna trade that, and I have a great place there too. But something about the spaciousness and probably like the quiet in Philadelphia also helps me just feel so much more like myself, you know, and good. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna do when I have to move back to New York in a year? And for an apartment like this, like, I have a really nice apartment in Philly, I really splurged on it, and that was intentional. And I was like, oh, hopefully by the time I graduate, I'll be like making enough money to where I'll be able to afford like a similar thing in New York. And like, totally, that's still a major possibility. I mean, it's definitely like possible for me to afford an apartment like this in New York next year. But like, I also now have like money principles where it's like, I don't know that I believe in spending that much money on rent in New York, just because I'm like, I just like to think about the, like, I love real estate, so I'm thinking about, like, the long-term implications of, like, spending that much money on rent when you could buy or something. But I definitely, well, not definitely, hey, we're not ever going to say never, and we're always going to manifest, but not sure I would be able to afford to buy an apartment like this in New York next year. But, hey, crazier things have happened, so maybe let's hope for that. Anyway, the point is, I'm feeling more comfortable, and I'm happy to be chatting with you guys again. I have really just been reassessing my entire life and my entire like business and content strategy and everything this past month, because I realized like I just don't feel called to making short form content right now. And I don't know that I ever really have. I think maybe I always thought of it as something that was something you had to do to get where you wanted. And there was a time in 2021 and 2022, those first 2 years when I was doing TikTok, that I really enjoyed making that content and stuff like that. But I think I was always doing it from a place of like, how do I get views? How do I get people to perceive me, or not even perceive me, actually not perceive me? How do I get views so that I can get like, so that I can grow, so that I can like keep achieving here? And recently I've just been like, over the past like 2-ish years, that just doesn't really resonate with me anymore. And I have so much more joy that comes from doing the podcast and sharing my YouTube vlogs. And I feel so connected to everyone who, like, I don't even get too many views on all of my videos, but the people who leave comments and stuff, like, that just like means so much to me. Like every time you leave a comment, like I see it, and I have a terrible disease called I cannot respond to anything because it overwhelms me way too much. And I see them and it means so much to me. And like that type of thing is what I want more of and what I think fills my soul a little bit more. So in general, I've just been reconsidering a lot of things, and it led me to this kind of topic, which is what I want to dive into today, of letting go. And I think this has been such a big theme in my life for the past year, ever since I went through my breakup and moved to Philly and started business school. And I noticed how many things, like pipe dreams that came true when I chose to let go of that relationship, that were just like came out of nowhere. I talked about them in my Trust Your Timing video and stuff like that. So go back and check that out. We don't need to rehash it. But I really feel like that was a catalyst for me that makes it a lot easier now for me to not accept what doesn't really feel aligned for me, and for me to let go of things. And instead of fear what is on the other side of that, I'm usually just excited because I know that it'll bring something better. But there is a unique pain in letting go. And I think a lot of that unique pain comes from a place of attachment to what was, and also attachment to who you were when you believed that that thing was yours. And that is where I think I struggled a lot with letting go over the past 25 years of my life. I think I was always like trying to hold on to something, to whether that was like an image of how I wanted to be portrayed in high school when I was doing intense like college applications, or if it was images of how I wanted to, or what kind of job I wanted after college, or even if it was people, like friends that I wanted to have because I thought that being friends with them would mean something about me, or relationships that I was in with partners that I was attached to what the relationship's outcome and like long-term situation would be, like getting married or something, rather than like thinking about how I was feeling while I was with them or what compatibility actually like looked like and meant. And so I think that's why when you're a perfectionist, or when you're someone who is like type A, I feel like you can become really attached to images of things. And when you do so, it makes it harder for you to let go of the bad parts or of what's like really in front of you. And I feel so crazy when I like look at like for example, like letting go of my job at Google when I decided to leave there. That's because the image of me succeeding in a corporate environment and becoming an executive somewhere was overshadowed by an image of me creating my own life and having flexibility and being an entrepreneur and bringing something really meaningful into the world. And that like second vision of being an entrepreneur had to overcome and overshadow that first version of me. And now that I look back at it, that's why I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that that is what I wanted at that time. But you can't be too attached to that type of dream for yourself, because when you're attached, then you stay in the wrong timeline or the wrong timeline for way longer than you should. And you, when you get to the new timeline, you're like, wow, like I have a little bit of sadness for myself, who really felt so attached to what was going on in her life at that point that she couldn't even bear to see what was possible for her. And that's why I feel like staying a dreamer and staying someone who really like asks yourself to think outside the box is so important, because I think I would have had this realization about how I feel when it comes to my content creation a lot earlier if I had asked myself, like, what if this doesn't have to be the dream anymore? What if this doesn't have to be the thing that you master anymore? And not from a place of quitting, but from a place of asking yourself, how do I feel when I'm chasing after this objective or this dream? Well, how do I feel when I'm like actually like committed to what this timeline looks for me? Do I feel rejuvenated, excited, and spacious? Like, is that how I want to feel? Do I feel unhappy? Do I feel happy? Like asking yourself, like, how do I want to feel on a daily basis? You got to start there, obviously. And does going after this, or staying in this friendship, or staying in this relationship, or staying in this city feel like that is something that is really providing me with how I want to feel. And I think that's where, like, for example, sometimes you do want to feel challenged. And maybe that means that staying in your current city, yes, you're feeling comfortable and your life is fine every single day, but it's not everything that it could be, and that you kind of want to make a shift and challenge yourself. And, you know, challenge is a feeling that is difficult to deal with on a daily basis. It's uncomfortable, but it's still how you want to feel now because you know you're not growing. And, like, that's what I mean. Like, not all of these emotions have to be going from feeling a state of comfort to discomfort or vice versa. It's more about, like, what is the lesson that you're trying to learn right now in this, like, phase of your life? And also, long term, when you think about how you want your life to look, like, are you on the journey to getting there? Whew, oh my gosh, I feel like that just was, like, so much all at once. But I guess I've been thinking about letting go in numerous ways. And instead of thinking about it in a negative way, which is, like, failure or not doing enough or quitting, rather thinking about it in a way of, like, wait, this could be so exciting for me, because, like, life is so big and anything you can imagine is something that can happen. And if you do, like, let go of that, of what is in front of you, like, and always knowing that there's something that's only better afterwards, there's only better on the side of letting go. And I just, like, love that concept. But it also requires a lot of comfort with flexibility and adaptability. And I think that requires us to go within ourselves and be really self-reflective, and also to be really, really honest about our feelings and, like, what we want, and to not judge ourselves. So the big point I want to make here is about self-compassion, because I took this class, tangent, I promise it'll make sense. I took this class at Northwestern my senior year called Marriage 101, and it's taught by Dr. Alexandra Solomon. She's a major, major relationship psychologist, and it was, like, the best class at the school. I really, really loved it. And when I was taking it, I went through a really big personal trauma, and it was also the COVID, like, pandemic or whatever. And I was, like, super excited to learn about marriage and relationships and what commitment would mean. And the funny thing that this professor does is that you get into the class and you're thinking about this, how to make a marriage work, how to make a relationship work, and how to make, you know, that one big thing that all of us want, like love, like make lasting love stories. And the main lesson of the course has nothing to do with relationships and how to deal with conflict with your partner and stuff like that. The main crux of the course is about self-compassion. And I was kind of like, I was like, damn, bitch, you gypped me with this. Like, what are we talking about? Like, why are we talking about self-compassion? Like, tell me exactly how to word an angry text message to my boyfriend, or tell me exactly what to do every single week so that my marriage lasts 50 years. But it doesn't work like that, because our best selves, we don't contribute the most to the world when we don't have compassion for ourselves. And I think so many of us stick to the wrong thing because we think letting go is failure instead of an opportunity to feel more like yourself, an opportunity to fulfill your true desires. So when you don't have self-compassion on a daily basis for the feelings that you're feeling, and you don't have a zoomed out perspective of why what you're feeling is normal most of the time, you will lose sight of what your true happiness feels like because you're committed to a idea of how something should be. And I think when you let go of the idea that your feelings should be normal and should be happy all the time, and instead embrace the fact that, like, you're gonna like, things happen, change is the only constant in the world. Like, I might wake up feeling great, something crazy might happen this afternoon, and I can trust myself and have compassion for myself throughout that roller coaster. When you can do that, I think your life feels so much better because you're not beating yourself up for changing your mind or for having natural reactions to things.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's goodbye summer, hello savings with JCPenney Labor Day doorbusters. Like $5.99 kids tees and $14.99 kids denim, all from Thereabouts, a best brand for back to school. Plus, upgrade any kitchen with Cooks. Our three-piece cookware set is only $17.99. Or use your extra 30% off coupon to shop store-wide. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles 8/30 to 9/2. Exclusions apply. Doorbusters excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
And an example of this in my own life is when it comes to conflict with my friends or issues that I would have with just having like little things thrown into your life that just like piss you off. When you have little setbacks or little frustrations, a lot of times I would just be like really upset and also really upset with myself that I was upset and upset that I was having a negative emotion and feel really bogged down by that. But when I recently started asking myself like, oh, wait a second, I'm having a really negative reaction to this situation. I'm really frustrated with it and I don't feel good about what's going on here. And instead of being like, oh, Alexis, you need to get back to a state of positivity, happiness, and creativity immediately, which wasn't even what I was saying to myself. I was just like annoyed that I was feeling annoyed. And that's what the sensation felt like. And when I got past that, I was like, wait a second, it's normal to feel annoyed that my day got pissed off. I'm just gonna let myself feel this emotion and be annoyed for a little bit and then trust that it's going to return to a state of normalcy and that everything's gonna be okay because everything happens for a reason. I let go of being upset with myself. I started trusting that everything was gonna work out and being okay that I was feeling what I was feeling today. And that has like transformed my life like immensely. And that's kind of the essence of letting go, because when you have to sort of let go in the moment and allow your emotions and allow everything around you to continue happening, and once you let go in that moment, that's what opens space for something better to come in, whether it's a small emotion when you get pissed off because you got lost on the way to the grocery store, or whether it's a big relationship that you have to recognize this has served its purpose. When I'm realistic about how it's making me feel, it's not great. So I'm gonna allow myself to mourn that this is not working out and not beat myself up for having my emotions and simply enjoy the fact that there's something better on the other side of it. And that is really, guys, like that's like, I feel like has helped me in so many ways. And it doesn't mean that it's not hard, but that's why you have to like let yourself feel your emotions instead of beating yourself up for them. So essentially here, this is like let the reason this like has come up for me is obviously in my own career, but also like letting go of friendships, of situationships, of things that just like we're not giving, like something better is always on the other side. And I'm always like, wait a second, letting go is kind of like the biggest superpower. It's like the big thing where you're like, whoa, this feels amazing when you are like, because it's like letting go is honestly choosing yourself and it's choosing something better. That's like my firm belief on things. Like living life with regrets is just like not the move. And I also think that of something that's helped me with letting go of things is recognizing that every situation that I'm encountering is actually a mirror of something in myself. For example, like when I'm encountering difficulty with someone because I really don't like how flaky they are, how I can't rely on them for things, it reminds me, ooh, girl, sometimes you have a lot to work on in that area of your life. And when you see it reflected back to you, that's what pisses you off the most. Like that type of thing subconsciously bothers you. Like the type of thing that really gets you going in a moment when you have sort of like a visceral reaction and disdain for it is typically something that like is going on within yourself that you need to address and let go of. So for example, I was talking to someone who I felt like they were just kind of like lazy. And I didn't like that about them. And I like dealt with it because I was like, whatever, I have lazy tendencies. And then I realized how unattractive it was to me. And that made me want to be like, wait a second, like, I find that really unattractive in someone else. I don't want to have it within myself. So that's sort of like what ultimately triggers me to make a change in that area and to let go of that identity that I was okay with dealing with when it was in myself and I felt like I could hide it. But when you see it reflected back to you, that's typically when you want to make that change, because you don't want to reflect that onto other people. And I really love this analogy, and it was just like something that came to me when I was thinking about why I wasn't like vibing with this person anymore. And that was because I was like, oh, not only do I feel like you're kind of like a lazy person, but I don't like that you bring out those qualities in myself. And I kind of want to make sure that I don't want to see myself that way. And I want to change my identity and let go of like the identity of like, ah, yeah, sometimes I'm lazy, and move towards being like, so I'm someone who consistently shows up for myself and others and takes care of myself. Like, that's the identity I actually want to have, not the one I had previously. And so with that being said, I guess like this was just kind of an episode on a big like life lesson I've been having. Sometimes I just kind of, when I think about like how I want to structure the podcast, I do sit down, and typically the episodes that perform the best are the ones where I'm talking really honestly about experiences that I've had. Like my episode in January, where I talked to you guys about how to deal with people who want to make you feel small, I remember when I recorded that thinking that, oh my God, this is like so vulnerable of me. Like, what if people at Wharton listen to this and they know what's going on? Or what if like people listen to this and they like don't think I'm as strong as I am, as I was, or I don't know, all this stuff. But it really ended up resonating with you guys. And so many of you were like, this is exactly what I needed to hear. When I sit down to record, I'm thinking about what's going on in my life that's like something, like a big lesson that I'm learning, and letting go is something I didn't even realize until I got time to reflect, because today, a year ago, is when I moved to Philly, the day I'm recording this. And I was like, well, in the last year, I was looking around in my apartment, like so much has happened in this last year in this place of mine. And who I am now is so different. And it's been a year. Whoa. And I realized it was letting go, which was at the crux of everything that led to happiness for me up until even today. Okay, now I want to transition over to like life updates, things that are going on, thoughts that I've been having outside of my little soapbox of concepts that I wanted to talk about today. It's the almost end of summer for me. I have like 3 weeks left, and then I'm an LF, so I'm like back on campus in the thick of things, and I'm deciding if I want to travel or not. I have not traveled at all this summer outside of going home to St. Louis and a day trip to the Hamptons. And I am like kind of, I have the opportunity to maybe go to Paris with my friend later this month and maybe go to San Francisco later this month as well. But I'm like not sure, because I kind of do want to be creative and be at home. But sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm not feeling creative because I haven't traveled. And like travel is something that really like inspires me. And so I'm not quite sure exactly how I'm going to get it all done or what I'm going to do, but I just am like, I should probably make a decision soon, because I would be leaving in 10 days, but like I am just kind of enjoying like hermit mode right now. So yeah, otherwise it's kind of crazy. Stuff with Two Collective is going really well. I'm obsessed. Like, I think the next product we're going to drop is probably my best work, and I'm really excited about that, because this robe is just, the robe's like, I'm just so happy to be in a place where we can do actual product development, because product development and like making these products, they just feel so good to me. And every time I get to see someone who's like, their life is significantly better because they discovered like how great it is to sit in a robe, like it's a small thing, but it's like really an act of self-compassion. Love self-compassion, huge fan. And that's a huge, huge thing for me. And so I just love doing that, and I'm really excited. I am struggling with figuring out how to like upkeep social media marketing, but I'm just like not drawn to it. Like, you know, so I'm like thinking of like, what if it could be different? Like, what if my structure could be different? And that's been a really fun question for me to ask myself. And it's what's been inviting a lot more creativity and fun into my life. In terms of like my current like health obsessions, I got these little things on Amazon called Re-Ups, and they're little like protein smoothie packets that have like collagen and lion's mane and protein and like fruits and stuff like that. And they're like 12 grams of protein, and they're kind of like little applesauce packets for kids. And I'm obsessed with them because I feel like I can just wake up and like have one of those, like have it after my workout or something. And like it's satiating because there's protein, but there's also like nutrients in it that are really good for you. cycle and hormone balancing update. My period was way later than usual this cycle, and I had intense bloating, which was really, really painful for me. I do not know what's going on. I feel like my luteal phase was better, but my cycle wasn't. So I don't know what I'm gonna do about that, because I really thought I was getting into being in a better place with all of that stuff. But we'll be continuing to experiment with all of my different like hormone balancing supplements and stuff like that. I'm also really trying to get into a good routine and health focus before I start school again this semester, because I did not do a good job of that last year. It was super inconsistent, and I now know exactly like how school works and what the cadence of things is. So I have a lot more data to build my routines off of, but I'm still just not exactly sure how I want them all to look. And that is really annoying, because it's like, what is going to make me feel regenerated? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Like, is it going to be waking up at 5 a.m., working out, and then working? I don't know. I just don't love working out in the morning, but then I'm not consistent with it if I don't do it first thing. So, yeah. Who knows, girly pops? I don't know. Other little things. My hair is pissing me off. I went and got braids from the same person I got braids from in May, and I was obsessed with them in May, but I didn't realize until the end of the appointment, because I trusted her because we had had a great time last time, that I booked the wrong thing, and I didn't want it to be this curly, and it's curly, and the curls when you have goddess braids, the reason the virgin like wave is easier is because when it gets messy, it doesn't look bad. When curls get messy, you have to brush them out and make them curls again, and I just don't love it, girl. I'm so fucking mad about it, and so I just haven't been feeling my best, most attractive self. So to fix that, I'm getting lashes and nails done this week, and hopefully I'll just feel a little bit hotter, and then I'm probably gonna get new braids in August, because I had bad experience with braids last October when I got them done in South Africa. They looked great and they were only like $40, but we were in Africa, girl. They were braiding my brain cells. And so I lost a ton of hair because it was too tight and too heavy. And now I go to a girl who's really, really gentle with my hair, which is great, which is why. So it grew a lot when I was in braids last time. So I do think I'm going to continue with braids because they are a protective style for me, even though there are like some drawbacks of like losing hair and stuff. I grow enough hair, I take enough supplements, like that's fine. So I'm okay with that trade-off right now, but I'm still mad about them. Some things I've been doing to upkeep my braids are the Got to Be mousse that they released. Genius. It actually is so great. It makes my hair, my braids, like it like lays them down to where they look almost new. When you put that like with a bonnet on for like a couple hours or overnight or something. I also use the gummy edge control. I don't have it right now, so my edges look crazy. And I also use the Sunday to Sunday spray and scalp care serum on my roots. Pretty much every 2 to 3 days, I wash with the Sunday to Sunday co-wash, and I spray the conditioning spray every single day on my braids when I am like brushing things out. And then to brush the curls out, I use a Denman brush, and that's what I've been doing. And so wanted to give some braid upkeep stuff there. But with that being said, I've been rambling for a while now. I love, love, love this new like sitting in bed and just chit-chatting with you guys vibe. If you want, send me episode requests. What do you want to hear me chat about? What do you want to discuss? What do we want to do? Like, what's up? I love connecting with you guys and I love chatting with you. And more to come on how I decide I want to structure my presence as a creator and a business owner. But asking myself the question of how it could be different and how it could be more fulfilling is a really fun question. So love you guys so much. And don't forget, you're too smart to not love yourself. See you next week.